Welcome to the podcast, and this is the fourth in the series of Knowing Your Audience. Here's a question for you. Can you keep a secret? You know, if you have to ask somebody that, chances are they can't. And the truth is, we've all got secrets and dark truths. And that's a real key to knowing the audience because of the secret conversations that are taking place. Every single one of us, we've got a conversation that takes place in our head and the actual words that we say out loud. And the secret to really knowing our audience is to know their secrets and to know their dark truths. So let's take fitness as an example. Now, I talk a lot about bacon and about hamburgers, but the truth is that I started working out about 6 weeks ago. Now, if you ask somebody why they're working out, why they are trying to lose weight or get in shape, they'll often say they're trying to get healthier. And maybe if they're in the over 60 crowd, maybe that's true. But is it really true? Is that the secret reason that the gym is full? What's the dark truth behind these workouts? So even though part of the reason can be getting fit and being healthier, the real reason is often appearance. We work out to be more attractive. We do it so others will ask us what we're doing. I mean, what a huge compliment when we lose a few pounds or we tighten up or we shape up and somebody comes up and says, "What in the world is going on with you? What are you doing?" See, we kind of hope secretly that someone will ask us that. We run all those miles in hope of creating, dare I say it, a little jealousy. Now, we'd never admit that because it's our secret. It's our dark truth. Secrets and dark truths can connect and bind you to an audience like nothing else. And here's why. Number one, you say out loud what a majority of the audience is already thinking. So people often feel that their thoughts are illicit, maybe even illegal in social perimeters. They're embarrassed by their dark truths. They're hoping that no one figures out their unknown thoughts, their real intentions or real motives. And yet here you are, right out in the open, admitting that you share the very same secret. And they instantly find out they're not alone. You and your audience become instant friends. So let's go to the fitness example because it's safe and easy. You know, if I was to stand up in front of an audience and say, "You know what, guys, I lost 30 pounds. And you know why I did it? Because I wanted people to look at me and say, he looks good." Now, the audience would laugh a little bit, giggle a little bit. And at the same time, they'd be going, "Yeah, that's right. That's the real reason I would want to do it too." So you become instant friends because you're sharing this secret that you're really not supposed to say out loud. Number two, openly sharing a secret means that you can be trusted in other areas as well. Most speakers and writers try to make themselves really look good. But when you purposely admit something damaging, you prove that you're like your audience, not above them. There's really no one in the audience, maybe one, maybe a 0.01% that thinks they've got it all together. But most people feel like misfits. Most people feel out of place. Most people feel like they are average or even below. And so they feel alone because they think everybody else kind of has it together. But when you share something damaging that is also the very damaging thing or the very feeling caused by that damage that the audience feels, suddenly they're like, "Ah, oh, they're like me and I'm not alone." And it opens them up to listening to you, to wanting to hear more from you, and being willing to trust you. Number three, a shared secret means a safe place. When we live outwardly one way, but inside we feel another way, we become scared of other people learning the truth. But when you, as a speaker or a writer, openly reveal the truth, then you make it safe for others to admit they're in the same situation. That's why when you write a blog, and let's say it's a step-by-step like this, and there might be a comment. But if you write a blog post and it's about a tough time in your life or a challenge or brokenness or a time that you were shattered, comments come in like crazy. Why? Because it's the way that other people feel. So a shared secret means a safe place. When you're willing to share your secret, your damage, your hurt, and not for therapy purposes, never do that. Never write something thinking, "I want people to feel sorry for me and make comments so I feel better." But instead that you're doing it to let people know, hey, we're all imperfect. They feel like it's a safer place for them and it opens them up. Number four, the person who shares a secret is often seen as the person who has the best solution. We share secrets openly, usually once we're past the issue, right? It's safe because we overcame. We can share embarrassing situations once we're not in them anymore. And anyone in the audience who has the same secret wants to know what you did to overcome it. So if I stand up and say, I feel like a loser, I need to lose 30 pounds. Well, I'm still there, right? And people are like, yeah, I feel the same. But if you go, hey, you know, 30 pounds ago, I felt like X, Y, and Z. People be like, yep, I'm there. And here's the cool thing. You don't have to be an expert, a doctor, famous, or anything close. If a friend said he lost 50 pounds, you'd say, wow, what did you do? And then you'd think, I wonder if that would work for me. Then you'd spread the word. Have you seen Fred? He lost 50 pounds. Your friend would ask, how did he do that? You would retell Fred's story. And listen, you would not add any disclaimers such as, but listen, Fred's not a doctor. Results trump credentials. I'll write more about that in another post or another podcast. Results trump credentials. So here's the question. What secret do you share with your audience? How can you reveal it? And how can you show them the way to solve or heal the dark truth and the secret that they don't want anyone to know? When you do that, you'll not only know your audience, you'll connect with them, they will connect with you, and they'll trust you. Until next time, this is Paul Evans, paulbevans.com, and the podcast. As always, speak with passion or just leave me a note.